It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Clint, they were making a big deal of it with CBS and their NFL Today team talk, showing that repeatedly of Stephon Diggs prior to the game, getting into it with the Packers. Also, they were doing it as well when they started with Jim and Tony Romo, showing the footage of that. That was shown a lot, Clint. He went one on. It seemed like 53. And that was something I jotted down. I wonder how many people feel about Diggs and how that went down in the pregame. First off, where the hell was everybody else? was anybody else wondering that the whole time? Like, is this a deal of like...
I mean, it made me think initially he was seeking it out, being all alone like that.
Like, it was a couple of things. It was like, one, why the hell is he out there this long by himself? Two, it was like... It was one of them things, you know, like, you know, you got dudes in the, like, in the club or somebody you go with and you like, cause for me, his name was Phil. And I'm like, I'm not fighting for Phil tonight. Like, Phil's on his own, man. I'm gonna chill right on over here and sit out there and watch. Like, me and Phil ain't that close. We ain't that good. Like,
and
I'm not.
And I know he's going.
And I know he's coming here to start something, and I'm not doing it with Phil. I'm not. I will stand right over here. Right, it was so long. It wasn't just like a. It seemed like it lasted where you would think somebody would at least come running out of the locker room or wherever. Like, it was weird that it happened for so long. But my wonder was, did anybody have an issue with it? And the hell with that now.
We got an answer.
Clint, I would love to know if you had an issue with it. Tyler, Champ. Anybody else up and down on the text line? Sally, whoever.
Whew.
But the hell with that, because D'Amico Ryan's last night on the coach show, I tell you asses, listen to that coach's show, 5 o'clock every Monday with D'Amico Ryan's right after us. If you missed it, don't worry, we got it. Here is D'Amico Ryan's talking about the energy his team gave, and it started prior to the game. Listen to this.
Yeah, for me, I told our guys, it's like, you're wasting energy. Like, and I don't like wasted energy. Like, when we're chirping after the play or before the game, we're getting into it with the opponent. Like, how does that help you? Mm-hmm. Like, I want all of that energy that you have to chirp after a play. How about putting that into some more energy and effort to finish a block to finish on a catch? Like, that's where I want the energy going. Like, it's wasted energy. It has nothing to do with the game. Like, and, it really pulls your focus away from your job. Yeah. And that's why I don't like all the bickering and back and forth. Like, I want guys focused on us. And there I felt like, versus the Packers, I did feel like we got a little too chirpy, a little too chatty, pushing after the plays, but we weren't doing what we needed to do within the play. Right. And that's where I have a problem.
Wow, dude.
Yeah, I think D'Amico would like for you to shut that music off. That's where D'Amico is.
I don't want these guys knocking a bucket.
We ain't knocking and we ain't bucking. Clint, that was very clear, concise, and detailed on what it was. And that was him on the air, not privately. He clearly was not a fan of 1-on-53 Stephon Diggs. And it continued to carry in the game because the Packers, they seem to be good with playing that way and continuing to try to get under your skin. It continued that way into the game. And now you over getting locked down and they talking that That was so the hell with how we felt about it. Clearly, the head coach made it clear. And damn it, if he wasn't talking to Steph Diggs in particular right off the bat, the first, I don't know, 20 seconds of that, I don't know who he was talking to.
Yeah, I mean, the interaction before the game, the Texans employee that was trying to do right and get him away from the situation gets clubbed in the side of the head by whichever Green Bay Packer it was that come up and kind of, I don't know if he necessarily swung, but kind of poked over the top of him. Hell, he ended up getting the brunt of it. And then, you know, it's so stupid. I mean, that the thing to me is like, the only thing it can do, there's no positive that you can pull from it. There's absolutely no positive that you can pull from it. You look at what happened. You can argue that situation. Now, I think this is probably what Green Bay wanted to do was get in the head.
Oh.
But you can argue that situation ended up caught twice. C.J. Stroud gets caught on their sideline. And at one point, one of their big D linemen drops his shoulder and chucks it into his chest. Instead of just catching him like you should do, pushing him back onto the field and go about your business. Now their big D linemen are lowering shoulders and trying to hit your quarterback. They're all in his face on the sideline.
By the
now,
way, I don't know where his offensive line was.
Right.
They finally made their way slowly over there.
Easy on
hello.
Yeah. But then you look up, and next thing you know, C.J. Stroud's getting trash talked to every time he gets hit. Now he's jumping up and doing the
and
first down.
And now he's jawing.
He's jumping up and jawing. So, I mean, it's just one of those where it just – you can argue that action – fair or foul, you can argue that it snowballs into all this other stuff that ends up taking like D'Amico said, your energy and your focus off of your job. And then on top of that, most importantly, you don't play well. You don't positively impact the game in any way, shape, or form. You don't respond. There you go. Like that is a recipe for the head coach to be like, all right, enough of that. Right, we got to address it and move on. So, the only one that I don't really have a problem with that I remember seeing was the Joe Mixon interaction during the game is because it like they were following him and he was just had enough of it and pushed him up off of him kind of deal, I think. And so everything else is a mess. I mean, you're talking to it like I don't like any of it. Like I don't like any of the like I'm so extreme. It's exhausting for me to watch these guys play and get up and do the little pointing thing after a first down. Like we're celebrating first downs like we've accomplished something now. Like I'm at a point where that's exhausting, much less the trash talking and all that, the pushing and shoving that everybody knows you ain't going to do nothing. Nobody's going to do nothing. You're talking like Steph Diggs is out there getting all worked up. I mean, pushing coaches and doing all that. He ain't going to do nothing. Not a damn thing is he going to do in that situation. And so it's all silly.
But I think even more, and we've seen this group, and like it was clear it happened, and I think teams are going to, not only did we talk about it earlier, you know, is this a blueprint? I think teams may potentially try to push the buttons of the Texans like this because it clearly worked. Tyler, Clint, I don't think they play well like this. Clearly they didn't. Like, CJ was, you know, a completely different person. For CJ to get up, Clint, and immediately start, hell, you got to get back for the play clock. For starters, he is, I mean, signaling of the first down. He didn't. Now Jair Alexander, who I believe repeatedly walked back to the huddle saying, got him.
Oh, ain't no doubt. That's what he wants.
Got this. Because he can play that way. He can play where he is constantly.
Well, he's comfortable. He's comfortable in that environment.
And then he'll walk over to the other side and keep locking y'all asses up.
Wow.
Right. Like, I looked over, I'm like, that ain't like, I'm like, Titus, now, hold on. You got your hands around somebody's throat. Like, this ain't you. Like, this ain't, like, y'all not. And they got in the Texans' head. And I think it did start with D'Amico Ryans. Now, as I see some other people here texting in, exactly where was everyone else? You knew he was going to do that. It was known all week. It was building up. Someone should have been out there with him regardless.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.